Good morning, everybody. It's Mary Jane Mellenbacher here with FitFoo CRM Solutions, and I'm really excited to be with Marianne Gucciardi this morning, and she's with an amazing network marketing company called Dragon Wing Girl Gear. And I'm really excited that she's here with us, and I'm also excited about our podcast that we do because we really do love to showcase different network marketing companies. This is designed for all of you that are in network marketing so that you can learn about each other and you can also support each other. The other thing that this does is it allows people to take a look at different network marketing companies if they're looking at getting involved in network marketing, which I think is a really good idea when you consider that this industry continues to grow, not only in revenue, but also in the number of people that are getting involved every year. Why are we doing this at FitFoo? At FitFoo, we really do believe that it's important for us not only to grow our own business, but also support others that are in network marketing. The key with this industry is we want to change the reputation, and we want to continue to increase the reputation of network marketing and show people that this is such a viable industry to be in. So by us supporting each other, we're going to help other women and men become more successful, become more profitable, be able to reach their dreams, and for those of you with babes, to be able to stay at home with their babes, which is the reason that I got involved with network marketing in the first place. Obviously, the more we know about each other, the more we can support each other. So let's talk about the different companies that we come across every day here at FitFoo. And I got to tell you, it's amazing. Some of the companies we've heard of, and then we come across people that we've never even heard of before. Some of them are brand new, like Marianne's company, and some of them have been around for a long time, but we just haven't heard from them. We're really blessed that we're able to work with so many different people in different companies. And so it's really exciting for us to see the different products and the things that are available. And that's why we thought it would be really great for you guys to see the same as well. Today, we are excited to introduce this new company again called Dragon Wing Girl Gear. That's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it, Marianne?
Yes, it is. It's a name that is empowering. It's strong. It's fierce. And yet it is also feminine. So that we try to capture all of that in the name.
It is really strong. It is a really strong name, and I love that it is empowering. The dragon wing, you know, give you the impression mm-hmm. that you're flying. You're having, you know, you're there. It's very. I like it. It's very powerful.
Thanks.
And you actually launched your business in 2011, but you're fairly new to network marketing, though, aren't you? Did you start with network marketing, or is this a platform that you brought on?
So we started in 2011 in pre-market stages, developing product, getting ideas, doing proof of concept testing. And we actually launched on the grommet in July of 2013. And so it took about 2 years to develop products that met girls' needs. And in fact, I would say I've been developing products since 2009. At the time, I was just selling from the back of my trunk and supplying my daughter's soccer team and other soccer teams in our club. And it wasn't until later that I realized that I was really solving a problem for girls in a way that I felt an obligation to really widen the scope of the business and take it not just in my local club, but regional and then national. We didn't start out with network marketing intentionally. We started out just helping team manager moms supply their teams. And so what has turned out to be helping people with their teams is really our distribution network. And now we're really formalizing all of that because that's how our brand is growing, is through team manager parents and girls telling each other about the product and how fantastic it is, how great it fits, how great it performs. And really, that's also how we're getting all of our ideas. People come back to us and they say, we need this for this sport. We need this. So the word of mouth is selling.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. It's huge, not just from a sales standpoint, but from a feedback and new product development viewpoint.
Well, you know, that word of mouth, when you think about all of us in direct sales, it really is about word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And the more that mm-hmm. you can support not only a great product, but great customer support is going to keep that momentum going. Like
right.
the old Fabergé commercial, I told two friends and they told two friends and so on and so on. I love that. So now, I love your mission statement, which you send to us. Dragon Wing Girl Gear empowers girls to play and be their best, giving them the freedom and confidence to focus on the competition, skills, and teamwork of the sports they love. You know, I love that, and it really resonates with me. And I think that's one of the big things about network marketing, too, is that people get involved with things that really resonates with them. Myself, I have a 9-year-old daughter, and so I know already she's beginning to have those, she's becoming aware of her body changing. And so when I read this and I watched your video, I could really relate to that. So I could see where there's a lot of moms that have, you know, teen and tweens be involved either in purchasing these products or even with your company. So I think that it's great. I've got 5 questions that I'm going to ask you this morning. And what I'd like to suggest, too, is those people that are listening to us today, that you make sure you go to the Dragon Wing Girl Gear Facebook page. It's just facebook.com/Dragon Wing Girl Gear. And what I want to do is talking about network marketing, and because this is really what these podcasts are about. They're about learning about different companies, but as well giving advice to people, because I think the advice that you can give, Marianne, and other mm-hmm. leaders in the industry can give will help everybody overall. Mm-hmm. So, Marianne, if I could ask you, if you could give one piece of advice to people in network marketing, what would it be?
So I think the most important thing to do is to choose a company that is meaningful to you. Dragon Wing is a meaningful brand, and it's an empowering brand. And so if our mission of empowering girls, empowering women, both economically and emotionally, is something that speaks to you, then this is the right brand for you. And whatever you consider doing for network marketing, make sure it just speaks to something very important to you, because that's what makes selling and sharing, because that's what you're doing, sharing the product, so easy. You're just sharing something that is already so important to you. And I would say the other thing that I tell people all the time is don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take a risk, to try something new, to invest in yourself, because you matter. What you say, what you believe is so important, and it matters. So pick something meaningful and don't be afraid.
Love it. And, you know, that's really being true to yourself, which is a great lesson for the girls and the boys that we're raising as well. And I love that. It's so true. Also, is, you know, don't be blinded by these, you know, people will say, oh, you can make this much money and do this and this with this network marketing company. And that happens sometimes. And I think you can't be blinded by those promises. Instead, like you said, Marianne, you've just got to really focus on products that resonate with you, mm-hmm. that you believe in. And so that's a really great piece of advice. Thanks so much for that. What do you think that the most successful people do in this industry that are helping them move forward that other people mm-hmm. are not doing?
So there are a few things that I see in all successful network marketers. The first is their customer is front and center of everything they do. They live for their customer. They love their customer. And they really have joy in meeting a need. And so that customer focus is really one of the things that separate a lot of people, because there's people can tell that you love them and that you want to help them to be their best. And so when you sell like that, when you approach people like that, the intention is so truthful and honest, just so selfless mm-hmm. that it's easy to convey information and to find a good fit between your product and the customer. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is, I think people who are excellent at network marketing are very optimistic. They don't take momentary negatives as permanent. They learn from negatives and they turn them into positives. And I think that's awesome. And they also are very creative in how they respond to the yeses and the noes. And so that creativity is also energizing to them. And the last thing, sort of tying in with both of these, is that they are people of action. It's not just that they have a to-do list and they'll get to it. They have a to-do list, or they have just a vision of what they're going to get accomplished that day or that week or that month or that year, and they take action. And taking action is not often talked about as a skill, but I think if you're a person of action, like our girls when they're doing sports, they're young girls of action, you can really accomplish a lot.
That's awesome. I love it. Those are really great pieces of advice, and it's so true. You know, you've got to love your customers. You've got to be optimistic. And this industry is such a great growing industry, and it's a personal growth industry. And And you hit the nail on the head when you talked about being optimistic and being creative and how they respond to people as well as people of action. Those are key elements. And I think that if you've got those, I mean, anybody can be successful if they've got those characteristics. Those are great, great points. So what do you think, even for people like this that you talk about with these different features that people have or different qualities, what is still the greatest stumbling block that could get in their way of success, do you think?
So I think an obvious one is not being organized. That's a huge stumbling block. Sometimes when you just don't have a plan or you can't find things or you're just mentally not organized, that can hold you back. And I think in the same vein of being organized is the really, it's a terrible thing if you procrastinate, because then it means you're slow to follow up with customers and potential partners and opportunities. And so those are kind of the top level symptoms of what I think is really the greatest stumbling block, and that is not being clear on what you want to achieve. If you have clarity in what you believe in and what you want to accomplish, then not being organized and procrastination won't be big issues. You'll be able to overcome them. And so starting out with clarity of vision is the most important thing.
Well, I think I'm going to have you join the Fit Food team here.
Oh, I would love to be on the Fit Food team. I love you guys. You're awesome.
Thanks so much. Well, I tell you, those are things that we totally believe in as well. And I love the fact that Fit Food can really help out with that, being organized, that's for sure. The procrastination is something that people have to get into, right? It's so easy to procrastinate, but why put off till tomorrow what you can do today? And I love the fact that Fit Food can be your little accountability partner when it comes to follow up and getting organized. So those are great points. And yes, I would love it if you were the spokesperson for Fit Food. I think that was fantastic.
I have to say, even in just, you know, this short time, Fit Food has already been, you know, the thing I keep open on my desktop, so on my laptop. So it is really useful for just keeping up, and I love it. It's awesome.
Thank you for the feedback. I really appreciate that. So let's go back to your company. So how does your company support members of the team to build relationships within their business?
So I think communication and motivation are absolutely essential keys to success with team members. We believe in building each other up. I want everybody to be successful, and I want them to actualize their potential. And so you have to just provide timely information on products, on best practices, on successes, but encouragement on helpful tips, and just to be there for everybody, for each other, so that we can grow together. You know, we are all in this together. We're all trying to have good careers, make a difference in the world, make a difference with our families, with our kids, with our husbands, our partners, and in our communities and with our teams and clubs. And that really takes a lot of collaborative support. And it can be done if we are all doing it together and reaching out and helping each other. And I think that as long as we're always approaching everything we do in a cooperative way. This is not about competition. We'll let the girls do that on the field, you know, where they can be unapologetically competitive, because they should be. But in work and in life, we should all be cooperating so we can move the dial ahead for all of us, move the dial forward for all of us.
Yeah. Hallelujah. That's great. Yeah. Love that.
So my phone's always open. One thing I always tell people, call me anytime, because sometimes a few minutes on the phone and you're back on track, or you just have those few words of encouragement or direction or an answer to something, and then you're off and running again.
Tell you, Marianne, you're giving me goose pimples. Like it's true. It's so true. I just love the fact that, you know, you're building people up. You're wanting to support them. It's so unlike the corporate world, which is where I came from. And I know many people in network marketing have come from the corporate world, and they see such a difference. You know, I love the quote about climbing the ladder in the corporate world is great. However, you've always got when you look up the ladder, there's always a big button on top of you there. Whereas you don't have to climb any corporate ladder in network marketing. You can all succeed at the same time. So I think that's great.
And I also want to add to that, we won't ever feel like we are being successful if we are leaving behind our families, if we're leaving behind our friends and other important relationships, if we're leaving behind the balance of hobbies and other interests. it won't feel satisfying to make it in career if you don't have other things that also feed your soul. And so for me, that's also important when we're building each other up to support all aspects of your life.
That balance.
Then, yeah. Yeah. Then, yeah. You know, as I said, I'm all about actualizing potential.
Right on. Yeah. Those babes are important. We want to make sure that we're building with our family.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, I know you've already told me what your favorite quote is, but I love it so much. And it's one of those things, when I read it, I was like, oh boy, this is so great. I've read it or I've seen it before, but I'd like you to share with all of us today what your favorite motivational quote is.
So my favorite motivational quote is from Marianne Williamson from A Return to Love, Reflections on Principles of A Course in Miracles. I love Marianne Williamson. This is not the only wise thing she said, but it is my favorite wise thing she has said. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond all measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God, and playing small does not serve this world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everybody. And as we let our own light shine, we actually unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I love that quote.
Love that quote. I think it's so awesome. And I think it speaks so true to women, especially that, you know, so often we're afraid to say what we've been successful at. We're afraid to celebrate those successes because we don't want others to feel bad. And man, this quote just nails it right on the head in saying that, who are you not to shine? Who are you not to, you know, show what you, how glorious you are, how brilliant you are, how gorgeous you are and talented? You know, we all deserve to play a really big game. And in doing that, like you said, like the quote says, it's just going to help other people.
Yeah.
Marianne, I so appreciate you being on the call with us this morning. Is there anything else that you want to tell everybody about your business or about, you know, your philosophy before we let you go?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I try to walk the talk every day. And I think it isn't easy because there are so many things out there in the media or in life that are oppressive. And so if I could leave everybody with one thought, it is to ignore all of the noise out there that is negative. Control your thoughts to be positive. You don't have to believe anything negative that anybody says about you. You should just be believing in yourself because you have special gifts that only you have and the world needs them. And I really believe that the world needs everybody today to bring their best self because we have so much going on and that's negative. And if we all bring forth our own talents, then we can move the dial for the better for everybody.
Marianne Gucciardi, you are one amazing woman. Thank you so much. It just you just put a smile on my face this morning, and I'm going to go out there and be the best that I can be based on everything that you've said to us. And I know that your business, Dragon Wing Girl Gear, is just going to fly and soar, especially now that you've implemented network marketing into this great business of yours. I wish you nothing but success, and I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person one day.
Absolutely. Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, to everybody that's been joining us this morning, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for everything. You are so inspiring. I love what you're doing. And as we grow and when we have like our end of the year momentous big party, we will have you guys there because
woo-hoo!
I can just tell that you will be a big part of our success.
Aww.
So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast. And you have a wonderful day. I want you to remember that we're here to support you, but I want you to also remember that to build a supportive, like-minded network around yourself and your business is going to help to keep learning more about other businesses and purchasing, not only learning, but purchasing from other independent consultants. You're not just going to be joining a company when you're in network marketing. You're joining a community, and FitFu is part of that community. So go out there today, support somebody else in network marketing with a different company, and I know it's going to come back to you in turn. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Marianne, thank you again, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.